Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast with me, Stephen Allen, and yes, it's called Almost Daily, and I feel like I should address this right at the start. We've not done one for like a week and 2 days. That is quite far from Almost Daily. I get you. Like, if your data set was just over the last 2 weeks, you'd be like, Steve, retitle this darn podcast, you pillock. Well, let bang on. No need for language like that, first of all. And secondly, I've just been under weather. I kind of mentioned it at the end of the last podcast. I was just feeling a bit. It's really weird. And I know the drill. If you're a bloke, you talk about illness, someone will just tweet in and say man flu. Jog on. It's been really, really quite weird. And let me describe to you the symptoms, because there's nothing that is more entertaining than hearing someone else talk about their own symptoms. So about 3 weeks ago, I got this bad back that then made the skin feel painful. And it was painful to have clothes touch it. Now, I still had clothes touching it. Calm down. I didn't decide to, you know, go au naturel. Not because I'm particularly caring of other people's view. It's more because it was really cold over the last couple of weeks, wasn't it? Keep my clothes on. But I had to drive down to gigs with a blanket over my legs because my legs got... anything feeling cold or anything feeling like touching the skin was just really painful. I thought it was shingles because I'm getting on a bit, but I've had no rash, so no shingles, I guess. And then I went to the pharmacist because I tried to get to the GP, and that's not going to happen, is it? It's modern day Britain 2024. There is no way to get... I don't even know if this GP really exists. What's that film? Equilibrium. Hang on. Equilibrium with Christian... What's his name? Christian... Bale or something. I mean, I really should edit it. No, Equilibrium, that's it. In Equilibrium, spoiler alert, at the end of it, you find out there is no big bad guy. It's just like computer-generated stuff. For all I know, my GP is exactly the same. They might have just come up with a fake name, a totem, if you will, to this whole operation, because I've never got to see the guy. And also, there's a thing with my GP. If you call it, the website says call, so you call and it never gets answered. And whenever I've been there in the waiting room, there are no phones ringing. So I think they've unplugged it. So anyway, couldn't get to see the GP. Remembered there was a news story about going to the pharmacist to get diagnosed. So I went to my local pharmacist and I said, hello, I hear you can diagnose things these days. And the lady said, you what? And I thought, it's a good start, isn't it? And so it turns out she'd never heard of it. She went and found someone backstage, if that's what they call it, in a pharmacist. And he came out and he was worse than me Googling, to be fair. I had absolutely no clue. He thought it was that. So... the symptoms, right? Painful skin to cold and touch, down one leg and then spread down the other leg, and then spread up my front to my man boobs. And he said, what you've probably done there is you've pulled a nerve in your lower back. And I was like, oh, wow. And he said, that could have damaged the nerve, giving you this sensation in your legs. And then he said, but that don't really explain the ribs, but there you go. So I've got no idea what it is. My legs are getting better, my titties aren't, but you're up to date. Anyway, so welcome along to a podcast where we go through the news, we find some strange stories, we do all of that lark. What I thought we'd do today is we'd kick off with a quick look at the front pages, just to save you the hassle of doing that. So, to the front pages. All right, let's have a look at today's, whatever day it is, Tuesday the 30th of April. The Times, Scroll reveals Plato's final musings. Beep me, this is up to date, isn't it? I mean, I know sometimes you don't have to have your finger on the pulse of news, but Plato news. Did not expect that. Over half of migrants set for Rwanda are missing. Isn't that good? Depends where they're missing, isn't it? If they're missing, have we solved that problem? We take them off the list. But the main story is SNP lurches into another crisis as its leader quits. That's been quite entertaining. The Metro, you've only got Yousaf to blame. You've only got Yousaf to blame. You've only got Yousaf. Didn't quite work. Front page of The Guardian. Yousaf quits. Yousaf quits as... oh, they're not doing a pun. Quits as First Minister after coalition gamble triggers SNP crisis. This has been the most entertaining part of it. By having to get rid of the Green Deal, because they'd set a target that was ridiculous. It was like, be carbon neutral by 3 weeks ago. And of course you can't achieve that. So they got rid of that target and it upset the Greens. And then the Greens said, like, well, we're going to have a vote about this, aren't we? And Humza was like, I ain't waiting around for no one to vote. That's going to make me look weak. So I'm going to scrap this deal and, oh my God. And then that's what happened there. This, if anything, there is a message here, isn't there? About this is what I'm using to my 2-year-old to teach him how to eat properly. If there's one thing you learn from what's happened in Scotland is you need your greens. Front page of the Financial Times is boring. Front page of the Mirror, career criminal. That's grim as well. Front page of the Daily Mail, all schools warned on sextortion epidemic. Foreign gangs are blackmailing hundreds of children over intimate pictures online, the National Crime Agency. Can we not arrest them for being absolute? Can we use the nonce word in a podcast? It seems like we should be able to do. Meghan won't join Harry in UK, but will visit Nigeria. All right, fair enough. The Daily Telegraph, sex is a biological fact, the NHS declares. That's an interesting headline, isn't it? That if you'd had that headline like 10 years ago, that would have looked more like the than the Plato headline. And then finally, The Sun, Amazing Grace. The Sun backs calls to give George Cross to student who died trying to save her pal, indeed. Oh, there is another headline we can do, the iNewspaper. It's always a dull front page. They go with PIP, PIP, disability benefit could be cut using new system with 6 tiers. And there'll be many tears. That's too much of a pun. Right, let's get into the show. On the radio show today, loads of different news stories to try and get stuck into. But before I give you the list of what's coming up, you know, probably something to do with forgetting your keys, vegetables and aliens, the usual stuff that we talk about. I got an email from Ted in Elm Park who says, brilliant, love the Tom plunging dress joke. Very clever and funny. Watch yourself. I think it went over a lot of people's heads. I can't remember that from yesterday, so I think it went over my head. Imagine that. I've reached the stage of broadcasting where if I do something clever, it goes over my own head and I can't get my own jokes. No, that seems about right, doesn't it? Yep, that's what you're in for today. Plus, probably something about aliens. All of that lies ahead of us like a show. Ghosts are in the news. Of course they are, because I read trashy tabloids. Yvette Fielding reckons that ghosts have been caught on doorbell cameras. Okay. The Most Haunted star called on residents with motion-detecting lenses on their doors to send her their spooky footage. And whilst, I mean, do ghosts trigger motion sensors? Because they're not real, are they? I mean, like, even if the ghosts are real, they're not physically there, so would a motion sensor detect it? If so, surely we could have found ghosts by now. Just put them everywhere. However, I think there'll be loads of footage of people sending in video of actual ghosts moving across the camera on their front door. And I implore, if that's the word, Yvette Fielding to just check the date on these things. Because if they're all roughly around the end of October, I think I see what's happening here. Look, there's a story about being a runner. And normally that's my thing that I do to try and stay in shape. I've been a bit under the weather over the last couple of weeks, so I've not run for a while. But cranberries can help long-distance runners boost their performance. Good to know. Apart from I'm not really a long-distance runner. I don't think 5K is considered long distance, and any longer than that, I ain't got time, let alone the ability. Researchers found that common cranberry works as a legal supplement for runners, increasing speed and re-oxygenation while stopping muscle fatigue. Oh, this is all good. Oh, I know, I believe this. All right. No, because I thought it was going to be the other thing. Famously, cranberries make you need to go tinkles. And if there's one thing that speeds me up when I'm out for a run, it's needing the John at the end of it. So either way, these are all good running tips you're getting on the show today. In science news, breeding cows which break wind less could play a large part in protecting the planet from climate change. I like that story because normally when there's any sort of news story about genetic modification, people say, please don't let the scientists ever do that with humans. But if you could make humans that break wind less, you know, I'd get on trains more often. So maybe look into it, scientists, is all I'm saying. Here's one for you. We like to cover the cost of living crisis on this show, giving you all the information. We've got something that says something about cost of living crisis.
It costs how much?
Well, bad news. The cost of living crisis is affecting many, causing stress in dogs. Didn't expect that. Apparently, UK dogs are getting stressed out. Nearly 6 out of 10 owners believe that the increased tension over money is impacting the dogs. I think that owners might be losing the plot. Maybe because of the cost of living crisis, but how are dogs stressed out about the cost of living crisis? They don't have to pay for the food. They just sense the general vibe. What could a dog do that is impacted by the cost of living crisis? Basically, the only thing is, if that dog from TV show That's Life that used to say sausages now has to say vegetables because they're a bit cheaper, that's the only thing that could be happening here. This is good news for me. Just as a bit of context, last year in Edinburgh, I did a whole Edinburgh show about Alzheimer's because my parents had it, and if it's in the family, you worry. So any news to do with memory problems, I'm all over. And thanks to the people who came along to see that show. There were a couple of listeners who did as well. Forgetting where you put your keys or wallet does not mean that you're losing your memory, according to experts. They claim that the brain forgets on purpose to store other information. Ugh, that was sounding really good until that last bit, wasn't it? Like, my day's that full of important information that I'd misplaced my wallet? Listen, no offence to anyone who interacts with me through the day, but you're just not as important as my wallet. I've got to be honest. That's where I keep all my things. In the new book, Psychology of Memory, Dr. Megan Samaraki says that while we lose household items and how many times we can't remember names and stuff, it's nothing to do with memory. Memory isn't like a recording device, more like a Wikipedia page where details can be edited. That makes it worse, doesn't it? A degree of forgetting is natural and allows the brain to remember more general information. Okay, well, in that case, if ever you forget your keys, you forget someone's name, all of that. I always put forgetting people's name down to not caring, because I don't. But apparently now it's because I'm storing better information. That's what's going on there. Of course, in a few seconds' time, I'll read another news story that's more important and forget all about this one. So that's a shame, isn't it? New parents are suffering from loneliness, according to a new piece of research. I don't know. You ask people if they're lonely, I think they say yes more than it's true. I don't want to belittle loneliness, but as a new parent, it feels like you don't get a second to yourself, let alone loneliness. What? If you do an NCT course, there's this obligation that you have to be friends with people on the NCT course. And I don't want to be brutally honest here, but the only thing you've got in common is that you had similar dates and postcodes when you know, whatever sound effect you go for. And it turns out you're not really allowed to bring that up at the dinner parties. So I guess I don't go to those anymore. Cars, you've heard of cars, that stop drivers from speeding could hit the market in July. I've said this for ages. As soon as you've had cruise control and the fact that sat-nav exists, you've surely had the ability to do this. Most new vehicles will be fitted with intelligent speed assistance. Cars will first beep to warn you if you go too fast, and then if the warning goes unheeded, the steering wheel will vibrate. Oh. Now, I wanted one that means that you can put your foot down and you don't go faster. You know, you can do speed limiters. You can set, in new cars, you can set a limit on the speed. I thought that could just adapt based on, because the car knows the speed limit of the road. And I thought, I know why they don't bring it in. Because if they bring in a car where you can't speed, no council or whichever one it is, the Treasury, will make money out of speed cameras. So they don't do it. And I'm not even sure if that's real or not, but it sounds like the kind of conspiracy theory that you can get away with saying. So there it is. They want you to speed so that they catch you and they can afford to put up more cameras to catch more people. None of that is probably true, but it just sounds like I should do a YouTube thing on it, shouldn't I? Apparently, dropping your phone is the most expensive butterfingers blunder you can make as a Brit, statistically. The average repair cost is £86. Add it all up, it's £1.92 billion a year we spend on repairing phones. I think this is deliberate. I'm really having a conspiracy theory today. Why not? Because remember when phones used to have a screen on the front, and if that broke, that was bad. And then they made phones out of glass on both sides. Feels like they were wanting us to break things. Like, yeah, we're gonna make it out of stuff that breaks all over the place. We'll give you a case. Oh yeah, what's it made of? More glass. I think that, yeah. All right, that'll be your podcast done. We've just done the phone story on air. Oh, I need to write that down, actually. So some of the stories, welcome by, this is just back in podcast-only territory. The stories we didn't get to cover, I need to write down breaking phones for the social media version. The price of bread, beer and biscuits may rise this year as unusually wet weather over autumn and winter could hit UK harvests. What, of biscuits? What am I not understanding about? Do biscuits get harvested? Is there a biscuit tree? Oh my God, I need one of those. Trouble is though, if there genuinely was a biscuit tree and I had one in the garden, because I've got an apple tree out there and I don't really eat that many apples. And yet still, when there are plenty around, I overeat apples, giving myself a right dose of the needing to go to the toilets. So if there was a biscuit tree, I'd just be dead by now. And John Bon Jovi wasn't that impressed with his hit Living on a Prayer when it was first written. Oh, did he not write it? Frontman 62 admitted he was wrong over the original assessment of the chart topper. Yeah, no kidding. He says, It wasn't that I didn't want to record it, but I wasn't all that impressed on the day that we wrote it. Yeah, someone else did more of the writing. That's what's happened there, isn't it? Like, yeah, it's all right, but are we living on a prayer? Are we halfway there? Does that make any sense? I think you've written a song where you've misunderstood Zeno's paradox. Do you know? This is what we talked about earlier. When I make a joke that's so clever, tomorrow I'll forget about that joke and won't even get it. Listen, thank you for listening to the podcast. All you need to do is subscribe to it. They will be back to being almost daily. Now I've got a bit of oomph back in my pencil. You can tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen, emails to me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. And I'm just going to head off. I've got to record a voiceover, which I've not done as well. I sound terrible, don't I? So sorry about that. If you've paid for a voiceover recently, you're going to get this version of it. And we'll reconvene and do it all on the next one. So till next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost daily.